This unrated, adult-friendly podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Adult Video Warehouse. Your pleasure is important, and because of that, it's worth investing in. The sexperts at Adult Video Warehouse will have you feeling like a sex god or goddess in no time. Visit adultvideowarehouse.net in Pompano Beach and North Palm Beach.
I'm appalled at what you said on that pod thing. It's disgusting.
This is the After the Show podcast. It's where we get honest and real with your ass. So sit back, relax, have a blast, because it's time for the After the Show podcast.
It is Monday. Welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast. Hello, everybody. How the heck are you? That's some fun stuff talking about food. We always love talking about food and places we've gone. I went to a El Rucon, a food truck in Lake Worth. Pretty smart because by day, this joint sells tires. And then at night, at 5 p.m., that's when they allow the food truck to set up. They've got two little food trucks, and they will set out a table and some things like that. And it's right after the tire place closes. So my assumption here is that the tire place just probably takes a little bit of rent from them and says, hey, we close at 5 anyway. Nothing would be happening in our parking lot. So at 5 p.m., go ahead. And there were quite a few cars.
I love it.
That were there.
How do you say it again?
El Rucon.
Spell it.
It is E-L-R-U-C-O-N.
Gosh, you're really rolling that R. Really impressive.
Oh, yeah. It's tight, isn't it?
El Rucon.
He's been watching Telemundo.
Yeah.
El Rucon. I can't fucking do it.
Not working for you.
I can't float, can't roll my R's.
Yeah, okay. We all got the little things we can't do. I hear you. I got a laundry list, too. Mia had said, since you guys were talking about the tacos so much last week, have you guys been to Taco Chula on North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens? Literally the best street tacos you'll ever have in your life. And I would know because I am a huge taco snob. Go and try the barbacoa tacos. You will not regret it. Yeah, typically my wife loves, we get the best Mexican food typically out of food trucks.
That's good because she's picky. You reap the benefits.
Yep.
And, love that.
She grew up on the stuff and seems to know what's pretty good and pretty authentic. So there's a lot of good suggestions there.
You got me all hot and bothered to want to do something real nasty after this.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What are you gonna go for?
I'm not sure. You got there's a lot we talked about. We talked a lot about Mexican food. We talked about Guy Fieri's new restaurant.
Yeah.
I want to try something new today.
Yeah. People are letting us know that the Guy Fieri place, he has the one in Guard you're talking about, but he also has Chicken Guy, which is an Aventura Mall. And also another one in Disney Springs. So Chicken Guy's the name of his place. And they've got some good places there in Aventura Mall. We were just at the – I love Tap 42. They just got to get one a little bit further for me. I know they're doing a new one in Davie. They got Fort Lauderdale. They're in Midtown of Miami. And so they've got a couple other locations. Boca's got one. But nothing in northern Palm Beach County yet. But they're a great chain. Open up good places. Let me see another food suggestion that somebody has here. Did you know about Nutter Butter Double Nutty Double Stuff here?
Did you send that to me this weekend? Was that you? I was talking Nutter Butter Peanut Butter with
Jennifer sent this one.
But you have brought it up to me.
I wasn't talking to you about Nutter Butter.
We talked about, somebody said, scrape out the Nutter Butter from two cookies, put it into one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then it's like a bonus.
Well, yeah, mama, that's what we need to do.
Yeah. I was curious if you guys like this. There's a new flavor of microwave popcorn that tastes like mac and cheese by Act 2 that is going to be coming out.
I have my doubts. And I know Virginia does too. Popcorn, mac and cheese, sounds like it's bullshit. It's great on paper. Is it going to be great in the mouth?
Okay. That's a big question, huh?
Yeah, man. I was telling Virginia, there's a lot of people doing mac and cheese stuff right now, and they're not doing it right. There's a lot of shitty mac and cheese out in the public right now. There's a bit of a mac and cheese problem going on.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough cheese, shitty cheese, hard noodles, overpricing.
Overpricing is the one that I think is really disgusting. If you're doing a kid's meal mac and cheese and you're charging $9 for it, it's like, really?
It's so much money. And I get places got to make their money on that stuff, but $9 for a kid's meal on anything, it's pretty tough.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. It's another product I'm not sure about. I really don't get this market, but they say it is booming. Everybody is now doing alcohol-free alcohol.
Hmm.
It's just Let's have some fun, free fun.
It's odd even to say it. Now, I don't know. I guess it's not maybe any, maybe it's not any different than non-alcoholic beer, but I don't know. I guess it's for people that love the taste of alcohol, but they don't want the alcohol. Tanqueray is coming up with an alcohol-free version of their gin. It's going to be Tanqueray 0.0. It's going to have the same taste as Tanqueray London Dry Gin, but with no alcohol. And they say it'll also be low calorie, contain just 6 calories in each 1.7 ounce serving.
It's like Pizza Hut coming out with their tasteless pizza.
Yeah, it's...
It's bullshit, Kevin. We all...
It is. Beer, I seem to understand a little bit more. So I thought, I've always kind of thought beer is maybe a little bit more flavorful. Because I'll drink vodka, and I even had... shot of that Casamigos over the weekend.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that was so good.
Casamigos is so good compared to like a Patron. It's not even funny.
Wow, it was so good. Was
I told you.
Sipper shot had that. That was fantastic. But at the same time, I like that little infusion of the alcohol just to, you know, kind of get a
take
nice
take the
little,
edge off.
Yeah, it does. But
I'm having dinner with my kids. I need it.
All right. But the Tanqueray, like there'd be no edge. And, you know, I had a little vodka this week. I'm like, you know, I tasted a little bit of it. I'm like, I don't love the taste of it. Like, if it weren't for the alcohol, I wouldn't just sit there and sip vodka.
Right.
Tanqueray has made my do not drink list. I got really fucked up on the Tang.
Yeah.
In my early drinking career, and I've never been able. I was drinking Tanqueray, and I was at this party, and this cup was next to me, and I picked up the cup, and I took a sip of it. It was right after I did some Tanqueray, and it had a cigarette butt in it. And I got really sick.
You drank an ashtray?
I drank someone put a cigarette butt in a drink, and
damn.
I drank it with liquid.
That's freaking gross.
And then I got so sick on the Tanqueray. It just kind of ruined it for me.
Oh.
It's odd, yeah, and Tiffany's saying Tanqueray tastes like gasoline. So if you don't want the alcohol, just drink gasoline. Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all like the taste of alcohol. I hate the taste of beer, alcohol, wine. I like the way it makes me feel.
No, it depends. I mean, I do enjoy craft beer. So I drink those for enjoyment. And if they really did have a non-alcoholic craft beer, you know, I'm more afraid of the carbs and sugar, but I would do it just for the taste of that. That's not about the feel, but yeah, that was the observation I had when I got a little twinge of, I could taste a little bit of the vodka. I'm like, I wouldn't just drink this. Like that, I drink vodka for a little bit of the feel. And the Casamigos was good, but I don't know if I would sit down and drink that if it had no effect.
I drank a warm vodka out of a Dixie cup this weekend.
That's tough.
That is some broke down stuff.
Oh, it was That's real tough. Broke down. I got to go buy some things for my place.
What do you need?
I need. I'll tell you later. Right. We'll make a list. We'll go shopping together.
I'd gladly take you. I went to Total Wine this weekend. I love that place. They have everything.
I do love Total Wine. I always remember Total Wine because of that old guy who worked there. Really took me under his wing and explained whiskey to me. It was real kind.
Whenever we do what we used to do, the fork and corks back in the day for Little Smiles, Total Wine would hook up all the wine tasting. And those guys were so nice and so, like, educational. And if you didn't know something, they would, like, teach it to you in a sweet way.
Yeah.
I just like sweet people. Yeah. I just notice that I like people that are cool and nice.
Everybody who works there seems to be, like, drinkers. And they all pick, like, their favorite wine, their favorite vodka, their favorite tequila. And they'll talk to you about it. And they, like, really know it and understand it. And you're like, this is awesome.
That's fun. Yeah.
There was another guy that helped me. And he was very kind, too. He started talking about his dead wife. And that was not what I was looking for in that moment. I was having a party vibe.
Buzzkill.
Yeah.
Buzzkill Barry.
He was talking about his wife's drink. And, she died. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Did she die from drinking?
I was like, dude, it's Friday. And she did. I don't know why he's working at a liquor place.
We don't want to hear about it, Barry.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, but shit.
Gen T in the chat room said, Kev, you should try the Purist, a low-calorie, 3 grams of carbs beer. It is light and yummy. Okay, I have to keep an eye out for that. And Autumn said, Kev, you ever tried Elysian Space Dust IPA? I don't like beer in general, but it's pretty good. Yes, I've
Space
had that.
Dust, yeah, we have had that.
That might be a higher alcohol. I think that's around an 8%.
I like that. I don't know if I like the name Elysian for a...
Elysian.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Say Elysian.
Not Elysian. I've got Elysian.
I have Elysian in this glass.
Scabs and Wounds
it's
Brewery.
Delicious. This beer tastes just like pus. Yeah. Let me see here. Got a fun story from our friend Sarah talking about going on autopilot. Said my husband, when we were dating, he was on a road trip, headed back to his army base in Washington, and he went by to get gas and found a gas station with a promo where you could buy a full tank of gas and get two hot dogs for free. Well, he loved this, parked at the pump, goes into the gas station, pays for a full tank of gas, and happily waltzes over to the hot dog station, making two dream dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Over there, he headed back to his car to pump his gas, got back on the road, and shortly realized while he was in his free hot dog fantasy, he never actually pumped his gas.
He was in that hot dog frenzy.
They trick you with that hot dog.
Yeah, so in reality, he basically paid $40 for two shitty gas station hot dogs.
And the gas station wins.
Oh, that's so amazing. But he got taken down by the dogs, man. I get it.
He's not the only guy that's going to do that. Oh, they probably get five guys a day with that.
It's weird. Some of those places, they're shitty-looking gas stations. Some of them serve really good food. I know it sounds crazy. There's a place in Palm Beach Gardens that everybody and their mother swears by their pizza. Yeah. I've not had it yet.
Right.
But they go, Bird, it's gas station pizza, but it's fucking amazing.
It is cool, and that's a great gimmick for a place to have. Have that kind of like a rundown look, but it's actually in reality pretty awesome. People love finding those joints. Looking for any TV to watch? A suggestion here. This is called The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch on Hulu. They say for the first time, researchers and scientists are actually allowed on the ranch because the ranch got a new owner, and it's fascinating. At the head of security goes by Dragon. Seems a little off to me, but besides that, it's an interesting show. So maybe something to check out.
Yeah, I watched a lot of programming over the weekend.
Okay.
That I'm telling you, you both would like the Cecil Hotel documentary.
Yeah, I know all about it.
So you might not like it. If you listen to the podcast, it might be redundant for you.
Yeah, I know all the dirty details. It's pretty whack.
That is a fucked up, weird, bizarre story. And if you like that kind of, you know, that kind of programming where you can't find someone and they think there's a murderer involved, it's really good.
It looks good. You know, for me, part of my struggle is most of my TV viewing is on the weekends, what I do with my wife. And so it's got to be a mutual buy-in. And I'm in, and she's like, I don't want to watch that. And I'm like, dang.
I almost pulled the trigger on the one you were really into for a while, but you hated the way it ended. Bloodline. And I didn't go for it because I keep hearing the Kevin Rawlson go, the ending fucking sucks.
Some people said I wasn't being fair, that it wasn't that bad. Maybe I think what it was is I was so blown away with how great the writing and acting was. And I just love, you know, the Key West environment it was set in.
And it's close to home. Yeah. It almost feels like a local show. And you do love the Keys.
And so I got into season three and I was just expecting the same type of, oh, my gosh, my mind's blown. Because they had left season two with, where can you go from here? Because these people are screwed. And in the situation they're in, there's no way out. I couldn't wait to see how they would write them out of this situation. And I was expecting brilliance, and I got nada. And, you know, that's kind of the same thing for me, like with The Matrix. I was so blown away with the concept. I couldn't wait to see where they would go with the second and third one. And again, nada. I was like, dang.
I was pumped. I did finish Breaking Bad, and I did like the ending. I thought they did a good job ending that series.
Yeah,
and then
good.
I watched the movie El Camino, and I didn't hate it. It actually got some pretty good reviews from people that like
it. I might give that a watch. There was a few that had come out that was kind of prank, prank, and then my daughter was like, eh, she didn't really feel it, so that kept me away from it.
The Breaking Bad movie really kind of touches upon what happened during, you know, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but when Pinkman was all beat up at that pit at the end, it kind of talks about what happened to him.
Okay. I'd have to get reacquainted with that. It's been years now. That's part of the struggle with some of these series. You're so invested in it, they have the cliffhanger, and then by the time I get back to the show again, like, for instance, with Billions, I can't even remember at all what they were doing in that show.
I actually
have no idea, and I love it. It's on Showtime.
I had a little...
But I'm just lost. I'm like, I don't even know where they were.
I had finale sadness after... I don't know if you guys ever get that. When you really like a show, and then it's over...
Yes.
Better Call Saul. I love Bob Odenkirk so much.
Yeah.
And now that it's done, I know there's probably one more season.
Yeah, they're working on it. They've got one more season coming up. But, yeah, I know when a show is completely just done, You do have that. Friday Night Lights was one of those ones that I just loved. And to me, you get to love the characters. And it's almost like you're leaving friends behind.
Yeah.
And that was the biggest feeling for that was I enjoyed watching. It was like, oh, man, they're not going to be in my life anymore. And there is a weird sadness to finishing up a show that's done well from beginning to end.
When Chewie passed, one of the things that really got me through was watching Cobra Kai. And I watched it three different times because it just it uplifted my mood.
Aww. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool when you find something that can get you. But I was sad when it was over, though.
It's almost like its own new little genre. I would put Schitt's Creek in that as well.
It did well last night.
Yeah, it did really well at the Golden Globes last night. And the interesting thing I would tell you about that, why it's so well done, you love the characters. It's so character driven that when it ended, and I told you the reason why the last season did so well, it was just for the fans. And it was all glorifying. And in real life, they are legitimately that close. And you could see it. It wasn't an act. It wasn't fake. There was a lot of love between all of them. And I think that's why they're doing that tour. In fact, they're coming up this next month. They're going to be at the Hard Rock, the whole cast.
Wow.
Just talking about the show. And it's in almost its own little genre of you just love the character so much that it's
a cult now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They feel like, you know, they're a party. KBJ, I would, you know, that's my goal for us is always feel like an extension of your friend group. And there are some shows that masterfully do that. Schitt's Creek was one of those.
The Office is another one. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking that show. Their last show, I think, was 2011 or 12, and people still talk about The Office like it's on still.
Yeah. Yeah, because it does become a part of your life, and that is the only thing that is kind of sad is there's nothing new to watch. So people gladly will go back and watch it because it does. Maybe as they're watching it, it brings back good memories. It's the same thing, I think, with nostalgic music. You look at 80s, 90s, classic rock, all those things, people still go back and listen to that. Now people are starting to do that more with TV shows and movies. They're like, yeah, I just like to put it on because it reminds me of a good time.
There's nothing more cozier when you are just kind of doing your own thing and then a song comes on in the background and it hits you over the head like a hammer from your past and you forgot about it. You go, holy shit, I fucking love this song. Mm-hmm. I love it. The Vanessa Williams, Brian McKnight, In This World We Created, Love Is, remember that song?
Yeah.
Gosh, that was on the other day. I'm like, I had the single. I love this jam.
Mm-hmm. That is really kind of an interesting. It's now, I wonder if they'll start making more shows. And it's tough to do because it's almost like a lightning strike. You can't control it. But I wonder if they will create almost looking for that genre. If we really need to get that kind of, I think Full House was that way. Because that show was really kind of terrible, but people just seem to love those characters. I think they go back and watch it for that reason.
I mean, they should win the Cheese Dick Awards every single year for whatever award show that is for.
And but, Fuller House, the kids loved it.
I mean, again, Cheese Dick Awards.
But I think if you had to say why that happened, it's because people wound up loving the characters and they felt like family.
Yeah. Well, when I go back and watch old Full House, it really is great to watch because it is so cringy and bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hearing a lot of good things about WandaVision. That is really starting to come on strong for our recommendations. The first two episodes, I was seeing mixed reviews on it, but I'm hearing a lot of really positive, solid stuff on that. So eventually, one day, I'll get into that. Probably wait till it's all done and then see where it goes from there. Got a couple other emails. Somebody said, have you guys ever gone on to the Facebook Marketplace? Thought you guys might enjoy this post.
Yes, there is a bunch of fun stuff on Facebook Marketplace.
There's some good deals on there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is for a lawn chair. It says, lawn chair needs work. We'll make a good chair for someone who knows how to restore it. $25. No lowball offers. I know what I have. If this post is up, it's still available. I do not offer gift wrapping. Look at that lawn chair. Terrible.
No lowball offers.
Terrible. They're clearly being a dick.
Yeah.
Clearly joking.
Well, there is somebody that got attention this last week. They were selling a house in Florida somewhere, and it was so terrible. They said, this is obviously the worst house on the street. I say, this thing is terrible. Yeah, and it went viral, and probably somebody's going to buy it just for how bad it is.
That's funny.
We were talking also end of last week about how you knew there wouldn't be a second date, and Danielle was listening to a Friday show, and she said, the timing's perfect because I was sitting reflecting on the weirdness that was my first date last night. So how did I know that there wasn't going to be a second date? Here's a few of the quotes that we had from the date last night. The day that I met you, I told my mom that I had just met my wife.
This first date, first date.
Boy.
I have a lot of family in Italy. Would you be okay with getting married in Italy?
What first kind of, date?
Dude,
first date.
Let the appetizers get to the table first.
What kind of ring would you want?
So aggressive. An oh, onion my ring. Gosh.
Another quote. I have no idea why, but my nipples are incredibly sensitive. Are you sensitive?
Okay.
Oh.
Have you ever been with two guys at once?
Oh, my gosh. That's when you're like, check, please.
Well, that's a long way from getting married.
This is all the first date. This is all the first date. And she said, and the coup de grace was, he kissed me, pulled back slightly, looked me in the eyes, and said, do you have hemorrhoids?
What?
And to answer the question that I know will be asked, we were sitting down at the time, and his hand had not been anywhere near my ass, so it was absolutely not because he thought he felt something. He said he was just curious.
Oh, because he wants to do butt stuff with her.
Oh.
This guy, run.
I mean, sprint.
Maybe. Wow.
That is, he's twisted. Or Whoa. He's messing with you.
You know what he sounds like he is... He does this when he goes out on dates. It's probably worked with somebody, but he lays it on thick.
Mm-hmm.
So did he go to kiss you and then you wanted to, I wish I could talk to her, because when he kissed you, did you try to stop him or did you go in for the kiss as well? Did you want the kiss or was it something where you're like, oh my gosh, I can't fucking believe this guy's trying to kiss
me? Sounded like she was giving it a ride. Maybe it's the final thing, saying, I don't think there's going to be a second date. Let me try a kiss with this guy. Maybe he looks decent, but he's an oddball. So let me just see if there's any kind of physical chemistry here.
Was he wearing a wolf shirt?
Doesn't say. I would think you would include that, right?
Yeah.
The guy that wore the wolf shirt, he had the balls. His screen name on Match.com was Prince William.
Was his name William?
I think so, but he was no prince.
Gosh, I would love to go back in time and see that date with Virginia. And just see what she said.
Watch it all develop.
Just watch it. Yeah, see what she says to Wolf Guy. I would love to see all of that.
See me fake the poopy cramps.
Yes, all of it. It's so good.
It was multi-layered.
Bad dates suck.
I went on a lot of dates on Match.com, and that was probably the worst. But some of them weren't that bad.
Yeah, you got the good, you have the bad. I've been on some weird fucking dates, man. Wow.
Talking about the hemorrhoid and possible butt stuff, do you want to give a shout out to our After the Show podcast sponsor, Adult Video Warehouse?
Yes.
They brought the goods, my friend.
Yeah, thank you to Allison, who sent the goodie bags, and thank you for the sponsorship. They did give us some interesting stuff. They've got a couple locations, one, North Lake Boulevard in North Palm Beach, and also on Powerline in Pompano Beach.
Oh, they're on Powerline, too.
We've got a penis pump up in this piece.
Yeah, find some of the more interesting, because, I'm very intrigued by some of these things I got. I'd like to hear the more interesting ones you got. You got a penis pump over there, Bird?
This is a penis pump on here, and then this
thing. Let me show that thing off for the camera.
That's the penis pump. Okay. We all got our respective bags here.
How about that? It looks like some kind of decanter.
But this is the Cadillac. This is the thing that the boys in the back keep talking about. It's the, from what I hear, it's the Cadillac of vibrating fake pussies.
Oh, wow.
So you just put that thing on your junk and let it go to town?
Because you don't want to get the Honda.
Denny's describing it.
You know, it'll go for a long time, but the ride might not be smooth.
Denny's goes, yeah, man, you just put it on you and you chill.
Will you please make a video of just your face while you're using this, please?
It looks like a fucking hairdryer.
You're not gonna fill that thing up.
A lot of people can't fill that thing up.
You're right.
It's too big. But it's gonna be an interesting Monday.
Yeah. Well, you know what I think would be good is I'm sure the audience would probably start loving some KBJ product reviews. So
yeah.
Maybe what we could do is if you got a goodie bag here and you feel so inclined. Somebody on the show every week can give a review of one of the products that they've tried out, and you can let us know what it is and how you liked it.
What is that?
If you'd like me to, I can go home and make my pussy purr with the pink pussycat.
What is that?
Sensual enhancement honey. You put it on your...
vagina?
Yes.
On the outside?
Yeah. Well, I mean...
I guess, yeah, it's going in there, probably.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Some's going to have get in.
Spilled milk goes somewhere.
There is going to be probably spillage.
Okay, it's entered safe then.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, okay. They gave me these pills to take to make you, I think, horny.
Oh, yeah? Like you need that.
Oh, no, it's hard AF. These are gummies you eat, and it's supposed to make your dick all hard, Virginia. You want some for Panda?
Panda's good. He don't need that. I think this is, what does this say? Satisfier balls.
That looks like Benoit balls of some sort.
Regular, skilled, and advanced with moving balls, three-piece training set.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's an anal device.
Goes in your butt?
I think so. I think it could probably go in the front, too. Just not, you got to clean them.
Yeah, actually, they gave me their special cleaner that you can clean your toys with.
Wow!
So you can clean.
So you don't use just regular Windex.
You can clean your anal balls.
Toy and body cleaner.
Is there a
Swiss
video
Navy
that goes with this and tells you where to do it? Because I never put anything like this in my ass.
I think that's not your game. You're not going to like that. Yeah.
Should I give these?
Give it to Bird.
My mom's got a birthday coming up.
You have a better chance of using those on Panda than on you.
Really?
Probably. You don't like no butt. You don't like no one near your ass.
I don't. Mm. But I didn't know Panda did.
Okay. I'm not saying he does.
You're his friend since high school. What do you know that I don't?
We took drafting class together. We got very close.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of stuff here, including the Pleasure Ass Pocket Stroker. This is a water-activated realistic ass. No lube needed.
Wow.
There you go.
Do you want to do a little trade? I got some
stuff. Well, yeah, we could definitely trade. I can give you some of the products over here. I think what we just need is... we need a KBJ member to be coming back in with a product review a week, so maybe we can coordinate that. Who's going to try something out? Here's a whole Duo Blast kit. Comes with a blindfold. It's a satin blindfold. It's got a butt plug, C-ring, vibrating bullet, premium silicone, rechargeable, remote controlled. Wow.
Yeah, they gave me a C-ring as well.
That's the Cadillac of packages.
Yes, they are.
Collectively together, we have quite...
We have like $1,000 worth of stuff.
Easily $1,000 worth of stuff right here.
Yeah, so we'll be doing some product reviews. We'll coordinate who's going to do week one. Give it a try and come back in and tell us how you like it.
Are we calling this hashtag Masturbating Monday?
Yes.
Pressure, wave, and touch-free clitoral stimulation wand.
Wow.
Whoa, what is that?
You just put it near your clit, and your clit goes off.
Like a clit fan?
I don't know. I never use anything like this. This is amazing.
Wow. I learned some stuff.
Is the Kevin Rawson going to partake in any of these items?
Some of my mind. A big part of it, too, is I'm hopefully, going to do the ones that are tandem. Let's see if the queen is.
Well, tell her it's a job requirement. You have to do product.
Yeah.
Reviews.
If not, all I need is the jerk-off kit and the realistic ass pocket stroker.
That ass pocket stroker.
That'd be interesting. I don't know.
Can I see that thing?
Yeah. You know what? You take that.
No, I don't want to take your ass pocket.
No, go ahead. You take that.
Pocket ass.
I don't know that I could screw a tube.
Oh, he can.
Yeah. I do like the kit here. That thing. Whoa, that thing. I don't know about that butt plug.
Is that supposed to be an ass?
Yeah, I'm confused by this too, Virginia. And what is this like?
Well, take it home and try it.
Please take it home and try it and make a video just of your face.
All right. Well, oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, I think this comes off and then you stick it in.
Water activated. Ooh, you can take it in the tub.
Oh, that makes it very convenient.
Bath toy.
Wow. Yeah, Christmas so come early.
There's some good stuff. So if you want to spice up your relationship, that's a good way to do it.
Bird is fake ass curious.
And they've even got Hot Flicks in Melbourne. So if you're listening to us a little bit north, they've got a location to go check out with a little bit of a different name there. How about that?
I love it.
Yeah. It's the last thing I'll say about this thing, but it's got a ribbed pleasure tunnel, Virginia.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's got ribbed that
pleasure tunnel.
It's got that RPT.
Wow. Okay, so thank you very much to Adult Video Warehouse for that, and we'll be getting you some product reviews, and if you try any of their stuff, let us know. Give us some Insight.
Yeah, tell us what you enjoy purchasing there.
Damn, I read the comments. Carl making fun of my small dick. Damn, Carl, that ain't cool.
Well, you got a penis pump now.
Yeah.
Why don't
you come in here and be cock diesel?
Use it and then send Carl a picture.
Yeah. Yeah. What you got to say now, Carl?
In your face, Carl.
Yeah, suck
Carl.
It.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, that's the dirty thought of the day. Suck it, Carl.
All right, you guys enjoy your Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Goodbye.
This unrated, adult-friendly podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Adult Video Warehouse. Adult Video Warehouse has been the most trusted source for sexual health and wellness products in South Florida for over 20 years. Check out their beautiful remodeled stores in Pompano Beach and North Palm Beach. AdultVideoWarehouse.net.